You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
The Lord has been merciful to all of us, giving us another day. Just for about 30 seconds. Giving you the opportunity to say something wonderful to the Lord and bless His name for His kindness to you, making it possible for you to see another day. The scripture says that it's just because of the mercies of the Lord that we are not consumed. Great is His faithfulness. Just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. In Jesus' name. Today we are praying still on the monthly theme, God my refuge. God my refuge. This revelation from God's word, or this understanding or focus from God's word, He being our refuge, I believe it will change your life forever. When you have an understanding that God is your refuge, you are bold, fearless, you are humble, not thinking that you ever did anything. But as we see in Psalm 71, verse 7, I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. By your grace, every day people see me and they marvel that, wow, is he still alive? Wow. Hey, he's still there. He's still sailing through. Oh, things are going on in this person's life, this believer's life. And you see the mercies of the Lord renewed daily upon our lives. Why? Because the Lord is our refuge. Having this understanding will take you through times and seasons and generations, and yet still being relevant and be used by the Lord, mightily reflecting through your life the truth that when the Lord is our refuge, surely we shall continue to be a wonder in our generation. The Lord richly bless you. Today we are focusing on refuge from youth to old age. The Lord being our refuge from youth to old age. We see the scripture in Psalm 71, verse 6. But thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall continually be of thee. We find here a truth expounded by the psalmist that truly, it is not my mother who gave birth to me, but you brought me forth out of my mother's womb. We see truly that our mothers push babies out. Some, they have to be induced. Some, cesarean section. So if you ask someone, oh, so how were you brought forth? The person may say that, oh, as for me, there was a C-section where my mother was cut and a doctor brought me out. A doctor gave birth to me. Another one to say, oh, my mother gave birth to me. Psalm 71, verse 6 makes us understand that the Lord brought us forth out of our mother's womb. He himself brought us out. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. So sometimes you find some of us are believers. I mean, you say that, oh, as for my mother, I don't play with her at all. I don't play with her. Because if not for anything, she's the one who gave birth to me. And so even if I have to break the word of God, if I have to abandon the word of God and take my mother's advice because she brought me forth, or she gave birth to me. So even if I have to overturn this word of God and just to listen to my mother, I will do it because she brought me forth. Please, if it's not for the Lord God Almighty, we would not have been brought out of our mother's womb. Hallelujah. And so we must make sure that constantly we put God first and remember that our mothers were channels, honorable channels, sacrificing, making that dear sacrifice for us. But at the end of the day, it was by the grace of God. The Lord himself brought us out of our mother's bowels. Because there are people who have even lost their lives on the table. Push, 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 push. And before you realize it's something else, mother and child, unfortunately. But it shall never be your story in the mighty name of Jesus. By this understanding, when it is time for you to give birth, you will suffer no complication in the name of Jesus. Because you know that it is the Lord who is bringing out the baby. It's the Lord himself. Despite all the pushing and all the medical expertise, the Lord himself is going to deliver that baby safely and give you life too as well. In the mighty name of Jesus. By understanding of this word. God is our refuge not only in certain seasons, but from our youth to our gray hair. There are people who have said that for me. They've mapped out the time for themselves as if they are footballers. That's for me. Oh, I'll just serve the Lord from age 25. The moment I'm estimating I'll get married, let's say later by 30, or the children by 31, there about, oh, by age 35, I mean right now, I mean, I'm a mother. I have kids, like, I'm married, like, God should just excuse me. But we need to be careful. The Lord watches over us right from birth till old age when he has called us. Till old age. In recent times, I saw someone sharing on YouTube about the age 120 years. We find some living even beyond 120 years. And the person was expounding from the point that when the Lord spoke about 120 years, shortening the life of man to 120 years, the calculation at that time was between the time it was being said till the time of the flood, that he was going to, at the 120th year, the flood was going to come down, will cut off the lives of men. Scripture makes us understand by virtue, even 70, even by virtue, 80. But when you, as you walk with the Lord, I believe by faith, the Lord can even give you strength to even go beyond, way beyond that, even way beyond 120 years. As the Lord lives, according to his will and his desire, and still being relevant, fulfilling his word in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't see yourself that I'm 60 years, I can't sing any longer. As a matter of fact, the older you grow, the deeper you walk with the Lord, the more understanding you get because of the experiences that you have had with the Lord, the deeper the reflection. So the more the anointing that you are even supposed to sing with, the older you get. In the mighty name of Jesus, your life will never be cut short before time in Jesus' name. Amen. You will live to fulfill the will and the purpose of God in Jesus' name. And as your years be, so shall your strength also be. Why? Because you must keep serving the Lord. Keep serving the Lord. As he preserves you 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, keep serving the Lord. Before we pray, I'll share with you one last experience. I remember one time I was going to see a certain school owner, and we're going to see him about a project. And when we got there, his child, who was around 60-something years, he said that, oh, daddy is inside. And we went there, he was 90-something, getting to 100 years. When we got there, he said that, oh, his keyboard was by his bed. And then he played the keyboard and then we were singing. Look at that. So beautiful. Even in old age, serving the Lord from the heart, doing what pleases the Lord, or serving the Lord with your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength, every aspect of you. Don't retire yourself and don't allow people to retire you. Oh, it is enough. There's nothing else can come out of him. That is all. No. Moses at age 40, he was now starting. Age 80, at 40, he was escaping from Egypt. 80, he was back now with power now to... You may think that you are 40 and you are feeling old. Somebody at age 80 years, he was now starting with power. And by 120 years, he had led them for 40 years with the power and the might of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, what the Lord has purposed for your life. I don't care whatever background you are coming from, or whatever mistakes you feel that you have made, or whatever wrongs that you have done, or you may think that, oh, as for this one, I have to blame myself for it and all, but God is still there watching. And I'm telling you that today, if you align with God's mind for your life, your life will turn all over again into a new purpose. And God is going to use you mightily to serve your generation and even beyond in the mighty name of Jesus. Our first prayer, Psalm 71, verse 9. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. We are praying that, Father in heaven, be my refuge when strength fails and seasons change in Jesus' name. Be my refuge even when my strength is weak and when there are changes in seasons in Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Be our refuge when strength fails, when seasons change, in the name of Jesus. Be our refuge, 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 oh Lord, be our refuge. In the mighty name of Jesus, we see in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4, and even to your old age I am he, and even to all hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. There's no old man in the Lord. Jesus says that we should be as children, even when it comes to the kingdom. Anyone who comes as a child. So we are praying right now, Father in heaven, thank you for carrying me in every phase of life, past, present, and future, in Jesus' name. Your future is secured in the Lord. As you look at your screens, even looking at the scripture and also the prayer topic, lift up your voice and begin to pray our second prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for carrying us in every phase of life,
thank you,
past, present, and future. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise for carrying us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you that in my future you carry me.
For past, present, future. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, as my refuge for your words.
In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying our very last prayer from Psalm 71, verse 5. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. But thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. We are praying, Father in heaven, let my testimony be that from my youth you have always been my refuge, in Jesus' name. So regardless of how old you are, right from this moment, let your testimonies manifest in my life. Right from my youth, right into old age, let your testimonies continually be made manifest in my life. In the name of Jesus, you find a prayer on your screens and the scripture. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Right from now. Lord, let your testimonies, Lord, be made manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, right from now, even into old age. Thank you for manifesting your testimonies in my life in the mighty name of Jesus, right from now into today. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. For the Lord to be your refuge, you need to have a relationship with Him. And it starts by first accepting Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, the one who is in total control of your life, whom you serve and for whom you live forever. So if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus meaningfully, I want to invite you right now. Please just say this short prayer after me. If you want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your life so that you can access eternal life and have life, a newness of life, being born by the Holy Spirit and not by mortals, a mortal human being. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercy made available, finding me today. I surrender my life completely to you, and I ask, please, have mercy upon me. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from every evil way, every iniquity. And Lord, even as I repent of all these sins, Lord, please fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you. In the name of the Father, thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
want to worship the Lord in this song. Amen. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for you are God all by yourself. One more time, you are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. If we give your life to Christ in the service, please contact us by email info@glowmusicministry.com. Also call us, or you can chat with us on WhatsApp. The number is 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.